The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV and contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Previously on the Aquaboy podcast.
He starred in films like Flesh, Beefcake, It Gets Bigger. He's got a package.
Oh, that's the one about like UPS and FedEx. Mm-hmm. And
and he also was in Fist Pack number 32, Stuffed That Ass. Back in 2011. And then he did do some directing of movies.
You know what my favorite part is of this? I noticed this in last week's episode, is that when you read the name of adult movies, it's like you're guessing the Wheel of Fortune puzzle.
I'm trying not to have a
what was it last week?
Pound and a half.
What was it last week? Screaming Wet Faces. Welcome, intrepid listener. You have found the Aquaboy podcast, where we watch shows from the 80s and 90s that, for whatever reason, only lasted a single season. And we try to determine if those powerful television executives were absolutely right or totally wrong in canceling these amazing shows. So thank you. Thank you. We are broadcasting live from Aquaboy, I guess what this is called, the Aquaboy...
remote, or...
No, it's not a remote. Aquaboy Gardens is what this place
Gardens.
Is. Yes,
I did see that plaque.
We annexed several of the neighboring podcast studios. Eminent Domain, their ass, and tore them down and built these beautiful gardens with the fountains and... the nude sculptures of JLS, and I mean, he demanded that they would be only of him. But yeah, so we're broadcasting out of doors tonight, and tonight's a very special night because we are forcibly watching episode 3 of what could be the worst show in the history of mankind, Thunder in Paradise. And for those of you keeping up, Thunder in Paradise is the American action-adventure TV series from the creators of Baywatch, which stars Hulk Hogan, Chris Lemon, and the greatness of Carol Alt. And it's not good, but it was like a direct to video, like it started as a movies, right?
It was movies. It was three amazing films.
Okay,
I would describe them as films.
Okay.
It's a film.
it's a stretch. And then it became a television show, and Jason, surprisingly enough, it only lasted for a
single season.
That's right. And so that is definitely in our wheelhouse. And so we're in episode 3, which still a little on the nose title of Tug of War, which premiered March 29th, 1994. And I'm super, super glad to have my friends along to take a look at this little piece of television dog shit.
I don't like it when you say the year. It makes it seem worse.
I know.
When you say 1994, I go, well, there were some pretty good TV on then. I feel like it would be better if you were like 1964. And I'm like, oh.
It is. It does make you feel like you're watching something from the late or early 80s when you're experiencing this. But they're in your chat. I can't see you from where I'm sitting. Are you sitting down? Where are you? Are you?
What?
Okay, he is sitting down because there is a slight lineup change for tonight's show. So my co-host for the Aquaboy podcast is the part-time amateur costume mascot, the unrushed urinator, foot fetish pioneer, my doe, my ray, my mother god, and my father god, and what most people consider to be the smartest Aquaboy, Jason. Welcome to the show, and more importantly, welcome to the co-host chair.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It feels great here in the Aquaboy Gardens. I'm so happy to be here. This is the first garden I've been in where they, where you're openly burning trash.
Well,
and so that is a, that's a unique thing that you have here, and I think it's, I celebrate it.
Well,
and
special correspondent,
climate change is, you know, for the birds.
We have several special correspondents in the field, and one of them requested the perpetual tire fire that honors the tomb of the unknown soldier.
And we appreciate that tire fire.
Yep. So we keep throwing tires in there. We keep, we keep smoking out the remaining podcasts on this block. Now, we did Eminent Domain several to build these gardens. We took down, what podcast did we take down, Chad?
I think The Time is Right.
The Time is Right. Okay,
we did, yeah.
We
I think we took implode, that one down.
We imploded the,
that was a big one.
The PandaCast.
Yeah.
We took
tough because
those motherfuckers.
They put out so much content.
Yeah, Apple Podcast took a serious hit.
They're content whores for sure.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
So anyway, I'm really, hey, Jason, let me be the first to welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
And offering color commentary throughout, junior specialist production, senior executive class manager, my fourth line of succession friend, installment plan virgin, orgasm truther, gaydar dodger, crosswalk vigilante, and my subtly attractive participant prize friend, Chad, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
You know, I have to I have to practice the color commentary part of this. I realize now that I'm filling a hole that is
gross.
That is pretty fucking big. And Jason, your job is not easy.
A glorious
I feel like,
I don't know. Tony makes it look pretty easy.
I feel like no. Your current job's very easy. Tony, replacing Tony, no problem. Do you have any terrible game show ideas that we could do right now?
Yes, great. Lots of them that will last far too long.
Wonderful.
Now I beg your pardon. That seems like a subtle hit.
No, that's my idea.
And oh my God, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Bad acting. The emails are pouring in on this live to tape podcast. Where is Tony? We'll get to that in a minute. There's
He's
a lot
of, not dead.
No, there's a tremendous amount of drama. So emailers, calm down as we introduce the other co-host for the Aquaboy podcast, the ice cream sugar daddy, the sandwich hider, golden girl rain man, the pig pimper, the Midwest thoroughbred, and my single and ready to mingle hot beef sandwich superstar, special correspondent Lane. Welcome to the show, special correspondent Lane.
Thank you all. Thank you all. It's nice to be back on U.S. soil.
Yeah, you have been, you know, Aquaboy Nation deployed you to the front lines of the Russian war.
Yes.
And you've been on, I don't know, how long have you been out there now?
It's been 28 months.
It's a weird,
been out there.
It's a weird way to refer to it.
Yes. Just ask him his age. He also says it in months, too.
Some would say 2 years and 4 months, but that's okay.
Yes.
I don't understand that whole concept when it comes to kids and when you cut off the months calculation. Do you guys?
I think months, 28's got to be the top of the food chain, right?
I'm 146 months. This is my son.
My daughter is 180 months.
So your faith, you only do months. You don't believe in years?
I know. I don't believe in years. No. No one. I don't think anybody actually still works in years.
Really?
Nobody.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that on the tweets.
The tweets. Yeah, you and I both are on the tweets.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah. It's all metric.
I've considered myself kind of old-fashioned to begin with, and so I still think about years. But that's just me. Geez, there's a lot of air traffic over.
Well, they know that we're here, and they know as soon as we started recording, that's when they started coming, because they're like, this is when we get the good shit.
Well, I think that a lot of drones followed Lane back from the front lines of the conflict over in Russia right now.
Are American drones or Russian drones? Just like, you weren't really clear as to which side of the war correspondent Lane was on.
We did send special correspondent Lane to report from the front lines, but guys, I get the sense that he actually decided to join the Russian military.
How do you feel about genocide?
Oh, well, it's, you know, comrade, it's...
I like that when you say comrade, it's almost like you're trying to calm me into it. You're like, comrade.
I mean, and strangely, I mean, this is kind of a coincidence. Lane looks a lot like the Russian boxer from Rocky II.
I must break you.
So Lane, welcome to the show. I'm so glad
you're here. Thank you.
And I'm glad you made it back from the front lines. And we'll get a full in-depth report from you later about your time of 26 months. What was that?
28 months.
And now, I'm going to get my color commentary ready to comment on his correspondent report.
Strangely, Jason, has the war in Russia been going on that long? I don't think it has.
It has been going on for longer than 28 months.
It has. Okay. Yes. Okay. Well, you're the month calculator.
We just entered into its, third year.
That's how you say that.
Okay.
So is it entering into the third year, or do we just complete the third year?
Or 12th trimester?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time. In months, it's totally different.
Entering the third year would be 28 months. You would be entering the third year if you've exited the third year and you're entering the fourth year.
No, we have exited the third year in that
so
sense.
So we've completed
the third...
We
are beyond 36 months.
Oh, there you go. That's what... The Aquaboy Nation needed to know.
You and me are on the same page here.
Well, I have a lot of shoes to fill.
And newly Russian Lane and year-long Brian don't have a...
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming out today, guys. Lane, it's been awesome.
Da.
Wait, Lane...
I've never been fired so fast.
Lane, earlier, did you say that you only refer to time in trimesters?
Yes.
And
da.
What trimester is the 28th month, just out of curiosity?
That is so complicated. Like,
I am so confused by it.
Like, to me, the month calculation is super hard, but then when you layer in trimesters, that's like algebra, right? I get so lost.
Because also, you can get pregnant anytime, so how do you...
Wait, what?
What's the definition of trimester?
It's when you're trying to get pregnant, right?
No, it's the third... semester
learning.
It's like summer school.
No, it's like you done got pregnant and now you're almost about to pop the baby out.
Most of my college years were barely trimesters.
Well, but
this co-host doesn't bring technology with
he doesn't. But it would have been amazing if he showed up and you had Tony's whole setup waiting for him.
And I just fiddled with it. Like, I don't know how to find the on-screen.
He's like an ape trying to understand a refrigerator. Just totally confused.
But it's colder.
Yes.
What is this?
Box cold.
Satan burr.
Box cold.
That's also how you know he's Russian.
You know what a box is.
Yes. God, where'd all the dogs come from?
I don't know.
The helicopters dropped them off.
Oh, God bless. All right. Well, we have got a lot to get to tonight. But, we always start out with random thoughts. So is there any random thoughts that anybody wants to share?
I'm just curious. Now that Tony's gone, am I now the gayest Aquaboy on the show?
Oh, not even close.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I should probably rephrase that. By a country mile, you're the gayest Aquaboy.
Okay. That's what I thought.
No, I don't think Tony ever was. I think you've always been.
Really? Oh. But that shirt.
Trust me, Tony was experimented.
I feel like the shirt was...
I'm not saying he's not gay.
And there's nothing wrong with that if he is.
No, look, I'm just saying that Chad is more gay.
Way more.
He is many more months gay.
Yes. He's like six trimesters more gay.
I am nine, bigly gay.
Nine trimesters, duh.
Wait, you just spoke German. Russian, dude.
I love that he just keeps
He's
saying
like, whatever,
da at the end.
Whatever fascist, I don't know, dictatory.
It feels like his mic drop is duh. You know, like everything he said is like, duh, bitch.
Duh, duh, duh.
What was it like to kick Rocky's ass?
That's actually an excellent podcast, if you ever want to listen to a good podcast.
Rocky's ass?
No, it's called Finding Drago. But it's this whole story about trying to find Ivan Drago.
Wow.
What?
Like, is it like original writing?
Yeah, like it's a legit story that it's
like
it's fascinating.
Biography?
It's a really, No, it's like, well, yes, and yes, it is sort of, but it's really, it's about this person's, they've got a whole string of them that they've done. It's just super cool. But they basically try to find Ivan Drago and they try to like connect with him. And then they find all these like,
no shit.
All this like lost stuff about him. And I don't want to ruin it because the journey is kind of a fun thing.
But they're trying to find the real actor.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
How the fuck did you stumble onto that?
Because there are also, there's a 3-part series, and one of them is also, the Finding Drago part really got me. But there's 2 other parts to it that are super fascinating.
Nice.
Wow.
I'll find out about it later and we can talk more because I'm not giving
you. We should start a new segment that's totally attention podcast.
Totally worth attention.
Potty training.
Oh, no.
Pinching just podcast.
Worth attention podcast.
Worth.
Wet ass pussy. I like it. Oh my God. Dude, you are so good at coming out with those things.
Duh.
I can't.
It just gets
All right.
No, don't you dare stop.
That's the only.
The fact that he just said that.
He's
that
been
way, 20, don't you dare stop.
26 months. The only word he picked up is just it's yes.
28 months. I like that you're going up by twos. You started at 24, 26, 28. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
Indeed. And
also,
there was.
Is comrade what they would say? Because that's in English.
Yes, comrade.
I don't think that's.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
You know, your accent might be as good as my accent. I think it's pretty important that
you pick it up when you spend that much time in the front lines.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Plus, you know, there was so many different people he interacted with. I guess. Everybody got really quiet and it really freaked me out.
Well, what you don't know is that Lane had, I don't know, several Ziploc bags full of Brittle just prior to the start of the show. And I've known him for 30 years, and his eyes are starting to get real skinny. So I'm thinking he's starting to feel it.
Duh.
I can see time.
So
in trimesters.
Yes, he's only seeing it in trimesters.
I'm just curious, how many trimesters is 28 months?
So is there any other random thoughts that we should chat about tonight? But, you know, maybe in random thoughts we work in, our best goes out to Tony. He's missing the show tonight. He's dealing with a horrible infection around his balls that came out of nowhere.
I don't think that he would want us talking about that with Aquaman.
What about the diarrhea? Did you mention the diarrhea?
I don't think that's stuff that he would want talked about.
Well, there is the thing where he likes to drink the diarrhea from homeless people, and it
Did
I offend you? I didn't mean to say homeless. Unhomed diarrhea.
Yeah, well,
it's technically unhoused.
Oh, God, yes.
Was that good color commentary?
It was good color commentary.
I have pleased him.
Didn't Tony have diarrhea last time I was a correspondent and visited back here?
He's a constant diarrhea machine.
He doesn't have any colon, so it's like just true. It just tumbles out of his ass.
And this is checking I'm all the sorry? Boxes because
tumbles out. That's quite a adjective.
Lane, you're in the
how
one.
Did we go from that to that? Even how did we get to diarrhea? I don't know.
He does. He's stricken with diarrhea right now.
I know, but no one needed to know that.
He's in a public place too, which is especially good because I know what those bathrooms are and they are not awesome.
But he can work over a bathroom. I mean, Jesus Lord. All right. Well, we wish him the best, maybe, and we'll see if he makes his way. He has to retry out for the show, so we'll be holding tryouts in the next couple of weeks.
Stay tuned.
So my random thought: Lane and I were just driving around picking up hookers a couple nights ago, and I saw a very very old. Remember the old Regency vans from when we were kids, the custom vans?
Yeah.
So I saw a ladder on the back of a van.
Mm.
Do you remember how cool we thought those are? I mean, when your van had a ladder when you were a kid, I mean, I just assumed that you were fucking loaded. Like you were rich. And then I got to thinking, like, what was my notion as and what when you were kids? What did you just see and like assume was like that family is the rich family? Like to me, when they had a ladder on their van, they were fucking loaded. Maybe they had a, you know, there's like the obvious stuff like a pool or whatever, you know, like stuff that we didn't have. But what were some of the things that you look back at now and think you're totally wrong?
Designer, anything that wasn't purchased at Burlington Coat Factory. Anything that was not purchased at Burlington Coat Factory, I was like, what?
Like the name brand stuff.
Well, yeah, Burlington Coat Factory would have name brand stuff because that's where I would buy my Jabots. But they
you were rich too.
They were they were like the Jabots that something had gone wrong in the factory.
Somebody had died making them,
that's
and they're
right.
covered
so
in
they
blood.
They still said Jabot, but they were a little tricky. But yeah, I think anybody who had some sort of like design, anybody who shopped at like, I don't know, Foley's or
yeah, me like, too. Like Macy's, Foley's.
Macy's. Well, yeah. Anybody who could shop at a real department store, that was not a place I could go.
Yeah, me neither.
No. The true mark of making it was when they would serve Viennetta for the dessert.
What is that? What's Viennetta?
It's a loaf of fancy ice cream that they would serve. But at Viennetta, it was like, I was like, oh my God, they're serving Viennetta. They have servants. They are awesome.
Servants.
Viennetta.
I have never heard that. Is it like an ice cream cake?
I know what Viennetta is. I absolutely know what it is. I have never thought to myself, that makes them rich.
Mm. Well, I mean, along those same lines, like I remember when like a neighbor kid had a store-bought birthday cake with like store-bought icing and like the fancy shit. And I was like, oh, these fucking millionaires. Look how braggy they are.
I feel like in growing up in Lubbock, the two things that stick out to me were, number one, if you had a video game console, because of course at that time, you know, was not like they weren't as prevalent in everybody's houses all the time. So if you had a video game console in your house, especially in your room, like, whoa, you've made it.
You made it, yeah.
And then number two...
Like a recent one, not an oldie one. Like if you have the most recent one.
Yeah, had like the Super Nintendo. It was like, whoa, you are freaking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Or that and rather the monogramming. For whatever reason, Lubbock monogramming was a big thing.
Ooh.
And so like if you had monogramming on like your backpack or you had monogramming on like your towels or your shirt.
I didn't think
or whatever,
about that, but I'm the way
like, that was like, holy shit, your family like spent time buying something and then sending it to another person to get them to put a monogram on it.
And they can guarantee now that it's not sellable because there's a very you limit your resale customer when you put initials on something.
Duh.
That and also just like them carrying large stacks of cash.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That was a pretty big giveaway.
I remember there was a kid in my fifth grade class. This was back when I still lived in Iowa, that his mom would pack a full size candy bar in his lunch every day.
Whoa. And he was 600 pounds.
Yeah. He had
diabetes.
Also learned that.
That sounded Spanish.
Well,
duh.
It might have been the O
his
at the end.
His translator knew two languages, Spanish and Russian. He had to learn Spanish to learn to talk to his translator.
I remember also that there was a neighbor that, like what Chad was saying, like they shopped at the stores, but like they had the Coca-Cola stuff, like the branded stuff. Did you like shirts, like the Coca-Cola shirts and stuff? Do you remember those? Or is that, you guys are kind of a generation back than me and Lane, but
a Coca-Cola
starter
shirt?
Jackets. It was starter jackets
stuff
for
like
us.
That. Like
for me, it was the starter jacket. Like once I could get a starter jacket, I mean, I had to get it at Burlington Coat Factory, so it took a couple of years to get there. But when I could get a starter jacket, then I felt really cool, which is kind of how I roll, like 3 to 4 to 5 to 8 years behind on trends.
Now, was there a selection of like teams that you really were a fan of, or did you have to like say, well, I guess I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan
now? No. I was able to find a Cowboys starter jacket.
Wow.
And that was a big deal, but I think I probably got it when everybody else thought it was no longer cool or big
like
deal.
Chad just got into Pogs.
Just recently?
Yeah.
You know what I just
He's
got
been
into?
Looking for people an to
elf,
play with him.
An elf.
He
pog.
Got a really cool slammer the other day.
Oh. Ooh. God, you're so lucky. Well, I think it's time to jump over to now this is a big change, but we're gonna jump over to the Chow Box news desk. So we're at the Celebrity Highlights and On-Screen Wonders Bulletin Express. And tonight, the Celebrity Highlights and On-Screen Wonders Bulletin Express news desk is going to be manned by Jason. So big nervous shoes to fill as it relates to this is Tony's segment. And so, you know, you're pretty much just deciding to take it over. You held me up against a wall earlier, tried to choke me out, and said, no, I'm taking it over. So,
and you know, what's funny is I'm blacked out in that. I don't even remember why I did that. You well, know, I haven't done any preparation. And
that's why you think you're such a good guy.
Ready for it.
You seemed full of rage. But so my first question to you is there any totally worth attention television that we all should be, you know, maybe recommending to Aquaboy Nation to check in and watch?
I mean, are you asking about like totally worth attention television?
Yeah, maybe what we're watching, current shows, you know, that we're keeping up with, what's good, what's bad. I mean, that's just casually what I'm bringing up to you, Jason. Yeah.
What is everybody watching these days?
I'm just curious. You guys having problems getting to YouPorn, Pornhub? just curious. Is that also a thing for anybody else?
Boy.
Boy,
that clearly who's the politician that can't walk?
Greg Abbott.
There are lots of them, but yes.
He didn't get my vote this year.
Okay, because Nancy Pelosi.
He led the charge. He led the charge on cracking down on those places, and from what I've heard, you can't get to them anymore.
Is that true for any other states, or is it just Texas?
Just Tejas. Fucking sucks.
We're the worst people ever.
I had to go back to just random pictures of Chad on my phone. It was so hard.
I went back to AOL and just waited for the screen to slowly load on so just images, dumb. And then I just picture
what
it's
that works.
Be.
No.
How that works.
I just threw in one of those old CD-ROMs. It was pretty great, dude. It worked. It wasn't a DVD. Let me be very clear.
Was it hentai?
It was not a DVD. It was a CD-ROM porn. And
you're a big hentai guy, right?
The girl pulled pearls out of another girl, so it was pretty good.
Wow, like she was an oyster?
Yeah, she's an oyster.
I don't know.
Did she clam up?
I don't know. I'm describing a CD-ROM that I might have found in my parents' house.
Did she have pretty good muscles?
Did you just ha-cha-cha that joke?
I didn't.
Oh, that was Lane. Okay. I was like, Jesus
that
Christ.
That was the Russian.
He da-da-da ha-cha-cha.
Ha-cha-cha.
Wait, you da-da-da ha-cha-cha?
I don't know.
Well, or are you ha-cha-cha da-da-da?
You know, I will come right out and say that me and Lane, Lane being back from the front lines, hadn't experienced a lot of television recently. So I read The Three Body Problem, that series of books. Have you guys heard about that?
Yes.
So, okay, it's a decent series of books. And when I say read it, I mean I listened to it because I don't read books because it makes me go sleepy night-night. So I listened to them. And The Three Body Problem is probably one of the better pieces of sci-fi I've listened to in quite some time. It is very, very long. It's 29 hours for the first book.
Jesus.
Wow. And it's fabulous. I really was surprised to hear that they were making a Netflix series out of it because it's so huge that I was kind of wondering. It was kind of like, you know, when you heard that they were going to make a Game of Thrones show and you're like, that's impossible. It's just too massive of a series. But you know, Lane and I started watching Three Body Problem on Netflix this week, and it's out, and I think we're in episode three.
Yeah, we just finished three,
and it's really good. Great, really, really good. The concept of Three Body Problem, basically, beginning of the story is that a bunch of scientists around the world start to realize that there is something getting in the way, something physically getting in the way of them continuing to do a deep dive into the microscopic world. So like people working at super colliders that are trying to go beyond the atom, you know, go super, super small, they all are discovering that there is something like physically stopping them from getting any further in their research. Like, you know, they don't know what it means, but it just shouldn't happen in nature. It's going against theoretical physics. And it's kind of an interesting concept, and so far that it's been great. It's been really good.
Is that like the three body problem? Does that refer to like going airtight? Is that what that is?
What does airtight mean?
Anybody?
No, I don't know what that means.
Well, now I feel weird.
Well, tell us.
I don't have to phone a friend, Chad.
No, I just, you know, there's only so many holes that, that can be filled.
Oh. Oh,
got it.
Airtight.
Like three of your holes.
Like your nose?
Three bodies.
Like your mouth?
Like
there's three bodies together.
If there was one, then that would just be like, oh, one hole getting filled.
But now there's three bodies.
Now there's three bodies, which means...
But I have five holes on my head.
But there's three bodies.
Well, we're not going to eye socket fuck you today.
Today?
You must go to Leningrad for that.
So it's the three body problem is, it's an equation that people have always tried to figure out, like, what would happen to a planet in the middle of three suns with all gravitational pull, pulling the planet in three different directions? And how would a planet survive within three suns? That's called the three body problem. It's like a thought experiment, basically.
So we know of no.
So for their fun time, they watched a show about theoretical physics.
I'm also
while you were trying to find porn, they were watching,
trying to get past that paywall.
So I'm also watching. I finished the latest season of Fargo, and it was so great. I went back and watched season one of Fargo, and it is fucking incredible. How has not every soul on the planet watched season one of Fargo?
I haven't watched it.
It's the Billy Bob Thornton. You know, it's what kicked off the Fargo, which is now in season five. It is the most amazing performance by a bad guy. Like, Billy Bob is like legit scary in that show. It's amazing. It's so cinematic. It's beautifully shot. It kind of touches on the movies, and man, highly recommend going checking out season one. And then I'm watching the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Yeah, good for you.
Weird.
Good for you. I'm watching Reacher.
Oh yeah, it's good.
I just started Reacher. Yeah. I'm super excited about it. It's fucking great. I think I'm five episodes in the first season.
It is a lot of fun.
It's a blast. Yeah, yep. It's a really good time.
What is that dude's name?
His name is Alan Richson.
There you go.
Alan Richson. He is
probably the most beautiful human male on the planet right now.
But you got to think, like, he's for sure on steroids.
No, really?
No, I mean, absolutely. Like, you don't have a body that looks like that.
I mean, it is without he is fucking things, huge.
Without, like, chemicals body, like,
two
affecting
words,
it.
Egg whites. That's all it is. Egg whites and faith.
Look,
there you go.
Look at Lane.
Faith.
Come on.
Egg whites and faith. All right, my bad. I'm sorry. I take back
Jesus
what I said
Christ,
about
Lane
Alan
knows
Richson.
What he's talking about. Trust me.
I'm not even judging him for it. I'm just saying, like, you know, there's trade-offs in those things. Like, you know, I don't look anything like that, but got a huge dick.
Not to me.
To me, you do.
I got a huge dick.
I think we can all agree that you look very similar to Reacher.
I don't think that's accurate.
Are you saying that Hulk Hogan might be on steroids?
For sure.
For fucking sure.
But only those
he didn't do the rest of the work to get to look like Reacher does.
No.
Although I've heard
blast
Lane,
enough.
Do steroids make your penis smaller?
Yeah. Well, because they make your muscles look bigger, that your penis looks smaller by comparison, yeah.
Why did you go to Bill Cosby voice?
Hold on. Does it actually get smaller? Because I've heard it actually gets smaller.
No,
not just
no,
look
not,
smaller.
Not the penis. It's the testicles that shrink.
Huh.
Are you sure?
Because, man, I'll tell you
what.
Yeah,
my cousin in Canada did them. Why are you judging me?
Testicles or steroids?
Because in the Hulk Hogan sex tape, I mean, fucking Hulk Hogan's got a big ass dick. Big dick.
I mean,
I didn't watch it. I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch it.
Did you watch it, Chad?
You didn't click on the link?
I started to, and then I just was not in the place.
Let me just tell you that I am so happy you were very clear about not clicking on that link, because the advertisement that came up immediately when I clicked on it was not shy at all. It would have been better if the link was directly to the Hulk Hogan sex tape, because the link was...
I know what you're talking about.
Extremely specific, loud, like, not an... And I was like, oh, this... Thank God I really did wait. Like, I...
So I experienced the same advertisement. So when you click on the link, an advertisement takes over your entire screen. It is nothing but a giant vagina, and it says
Tired of masturbating alone?
Yes, very loudly. Very loudly.
I mean, it's crazy. I was like, Jesus Christ. Erase history.
Yeah, and then immediately it's like, yeah, I'm here. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, why am I masturbating alone?
Technically, if you're masturbating and you're not alone, is it still masturbation?
I don't think it is.
Okay. Well, it is. It's not, from what I understand, because there is somebody that is not on the show right now that did decide to watch the link that I sent as well, and immediately responded, "Yo, that's not the full tape."
No, it's true. I've already seen it. Yes,
okay. I didn't think it was the full tape. It's cut down into sections. But so Tony had a big problem with the fact that I said it was the full tape, but it really wasn't.
It was like a trip down memory lane because the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Was like endearing.
It's
aww,
true. It was.
Have you watched the full one?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have. The reason it was a trip down memory lane is because the wife that Hulk Hogan is fucking in the sex tape is the wife of a DJ.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge, who was...
Wait, that's his wife?
Yeah, that's Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
Oh, wow.
And Bubba, like, Bubba's on the tape, like, and Bubba made the tape, like it's not like, somebody snuck something in, like, it was a weird thing. It was a weird thing, and so...
Was this in the 90s?
No. This was 2010, 2011, somewhere in there.
What?
Late 2000s. Yeah. This was in the Russ Martin, like before Russ Martin got pulled off the air for a little bit and then came back on. But it was back when Stern was still on terrestrial radio, and right when he shifted over to terrestrial, he actually had a Bubba Love Sponge, which was on one of his channels,
at his own show
for a while. So no, he was a big deal, but that big deal went a little crazy.
Yeah, and the thing is that it was, you know, I was surprised because, you know, Hulk is presenting, you know, he's ready, the girl is on the bed, and he is ready to rock, and then, you know, she begins performing an act of unbelievable admiration on him.
Okay.
And he decides to take a phone call in the middle of, checks his phone in the middle of the act of extreme
fellatio.
Yeah, thank you, Elaine. Yes. Admiration. And I just thought that was kind of a weird, because he checks his phone to make sure it's not his wife calling, right? He double checks it to make sure it's not his house.
You haven't played a video game before while being admired?
No. Oh. I have not.
I just died alone inside for him.
I have also not played a video game.
Chad, if you're offering, I mean, I'm down. We'll play some Fortnite, get some admiration going.
What was yours, Chad? Burger Time or?
No, I think it was Tomb Raider. I think.
Oh, wow.
It might have been. It might have been. No, it was on a Dreamcast. It was on a Dreamcast.
A Dreamcast. Jesus Christ, that puts you back a ways.
It's oddly specific.
Well, Jason, that was an amazing, totally worth attention television. Do you happen to have any celebrity undercover news tickers?
Celebrity undercover news tickers. Yeah, I think.
And generally, that's like. I mean, I'm just guessing here, and this is totally conversational between the two of us.
Yeah, as we just talk about it.
It's news, notes, and maybe a profile of one of the stars.
Like the show stars?
You read my mind.
Yeah, like people that are in the show.
You know what I'm talking about.
Things that are going on.
Lane's checking his phone. It's just like he's getting admired right now.
What? So, Jason, did you happen to do any research on maybe
I did a little bit of research.
Okay.
And by I mean we as an Aquaboy team, did a little bit of research here and to find out that the role, did you guys recognize that there was a different person in the show?
What?
Yeah, in episode 3.
Say it ain't so.
We had Jessica Whitaker, the character, suddenly went from Robin Weisman to Ashley Gorell.
Oh, you mean the daughter?
Yeah, yes. new daughter.
Yes, oh,
new
yeah, daughter. No, I have thoughts about that.
We had a new daughter. When we want those thoughts.
So,
in the celebrity undercover news ticker is the perfect place for your opinions.
You know
thoughts.
What? You're so right.
No, yeah, no, it's true. Because I did make a note while I was watching the show because it was during like one of those really great like scenes when they're at home with their daughter. And we'll Zubas. Talk. We'll talk about it later. But I just I did write down very specifically. I said, I wonder if we'll be able to renew this show long enough for Hulk to explain menstruation to Jessica.
Well, at the end of episode 3, he lifts her high in the sky. And when I was watching it with Lane, Lane said he totally just broke her hymen. Lane, I about fell out of my chair. I was like, Jesus Christ, Lane.
She rode on the Thunderboat. Jesus.
Yeah.
So anyway, oh, man. I should probably edit that.
Well, that's what you want to edit?
Yeah, post-production.
He is so weird about the things that he cares about. I know. He spoke for 10 minutes about diarrhea and fellatio. Right. And then now,
one little hymen.
And being sad that he can't watch porn on the internet. Now hymen's brought up and he's
going to edit out what I'm about to say. But Jason, I was talking about a... Hymen.
where is Tony to capture that? Damn it. Tony should have the number 2 spot. He needs to capture
that. Oh, my God.
I just think you should cut out the Call of Duty stuff. Don't cut out the hymen.
Don't cut out the... That's right. I like it when it bursts naturally.
Whoa. God.
Oh, now that's bad?
It was bad.
It doesn't really burst. I don't think it bursts.
Well, burst is kind of the hot word for it.
I don't know.
Now, my question for you is, because you've watched all the
movies. It's a new daughter and a fucking dead wife.
Oh, spoilers.
Jesus, that happened fast. That happened in like the first 20 seconds.
Oh, my God, Chad.
Sorry. Destroyed my redlined. I apologize.
You did redline. My ears just...
I know.
My eardrums
My
just
Apple
burst.
Watch just warned me about the environment.
So in the movies, because the movies were made before the show took air, right?
Correct.
So if they...
But then they were used as B-roll for the show.
If they make movies out of... I mean, if they make episodes out of the show, does it magically go back to the old daughter?
I all I can think of is that they must not go back to the show anymore, which I'm sad about because the third movie was pretty good.
Well, the only reason I ask is that if you go to... Okay, so the original daughter, did she do anything else? Or
original daughter was she was pretty great. She was born on March 14th of 1984. It's just a random date that I figured
God,
that
how
out.
Did
that
you
was,
know that?
You know what's funny about that? It's the AI. Day before the Ides of March, which is why I knew that, because I know everybody that's born on the 14th of March.
What
it's just a weird thing.
Hobby.
Anyway, she was born in Hollywood, Florida. So not California, which is also
she definitely stinks of Florida.
But she actually was known for Three Men and a Little Lady, which is, I think we all know.
Oh,
she was a little lady?
Yeah. And then,
was that before or after this show?
That was before this show, because it was in 1990. This was in 1994.
Oh, so she was way too famous for this
Soups.
Bullshit.
Soups. And then she got married later.
Not immediately. That's good to know.
She got married to John Cabot. Who we all know.
Who?
Is that Dick Cabot's son?
No, it's John Cabot.
But John Cabot's...
That didn't answer his question.
Cabot's dad's name?
Well, is he supposed to be famous?
No, but we all do know who he is, and so I think that's why we just don't have to let the listener... We don't have to worry about
okay. it. Okay, well, move on then.
Shout out to Cabot.
So the girl that... The girl that stepped in, which, by the way, I honestly, and I was giving Lane a lot of shit about this, when she appears on screen in this episode, I did think it was a boy at first. Like, I had a hard time discerning the sex of the replacement person, because... Well,
it was that large football helmet of hair that the actor had to wear.
It looked like a guy, right? She looked like a guy.
Yeah, it was very masculine looking.
Yeah, but I feel like it was very feminine, because I feel like after watching the tug of war at the top of the show, I really...
God, I love
God, that was just the worst scene.
You know,
her bangs
see,
were too
can
aggressive.
Can I see a show of hands? Who didn't like the tug of war scene?
If I could put both of them up, I'll put them up.
Why are there three hands up? It was like watching the Olympics of tug of war.
No, it was like watching all nasty mustached uncles all together doing a rope pull.
And why does everybody feel the need to wear a Speedo?
Well, this is okay. So
not everybody needs to wear a Speedo.
I feel like this is a thing we need to talk about. And the thing is that I feel like back in, and I feel like maybe this doesn't work anymore because back in 1994, I guess you weren't allowed to be gay on screen. And so this is like their version of, you know, what we would consider to be like the transforming filmmaking qualities of like the episode of The Last of Us with the couple. You know, they didn't have the ability to just be gay, so
they were all
show.
Just together so, tugging on a big dick.
Well, I just feel like, you
is
know
that, is that
no.
what you mean
with mustaches?
I feel like they're oh, not gonna hide
I'm misunderstanding
mustache eye.
You know I will say that is not my take, Jason.
Oh, I just was asking,
but I mean I really appreciate your point of view there.
I feel like I started squeezing them like really hard the entire time I said that, and I don't know why.
Squeezing what?
Yeah,
it was oh only God. Weird because you also cupped.
Yes, you made the motion.
So anyway, how about the little girl?
Okay, so also, so the young lady that took over for Robin Wiseman was Ashley Gorell, and she was born in 1985, in the first of you know the year of our Lord 1985. And she was also born close to Hollywood, but in Sarasota, Florida, which is at least 700 miles away. She is an
seems
actress.
Made up.
She's known for Thunder in Paradise Interactive.
What the yes. fuck?
Tell me more.
She's wait a minute. Known for Baywatch. No.
There was a game on Philips CDI because we all had a Philips CDI.
There's a real video
there
game?
There is a real video game. Yes, I have.
And that is what
oh.
she verified.
My God.
She got her start in Baywatch, and she played a little girl in Baywatch.
Oh, my God.
And then
God.
She was in Thunder in Paradise, and then she was in Thunder in Paradise.
So she didn't play a lifeguard in Baywatch.
Correct, because she would have been a child.
Agreed. Yep, I did realize
actually,
that.
She would have been even younger at that point, because that was 1889.
Okay. Well, there are several infant lifeguards. You just don't even know.
Oh, I actually, you're, well, and
well,
I appreciate
who else
you educating
the other infants.
That's
is,
right.
Yes.
I appreciate our language.
Infant CPR for infant. Is much safer for an infant to do on an infant.
Infant
if
to
a
infant.
A big person does CPR on an infant.
That's actually a great point. It's the size difference.
Yeah, I mean, Chad, that might be the best point you've ever made.
The size differential is tough. You know, you got to get that.
They tend to get distracted.
Why
by
is
keys,
it when Tony's not here,
keys.
I feel like so stupid when Tony's not here?
The curve changes
that's
and
right,
how we
that's right.
we grade our broadcasting.
The bell curve moves. It shifts significantly.
So then she was she moved on later in life to do other things, and later was
so vague.
She was inseminated by Brett Markley twice.
Could you be any more specifically
vague? Could
you
say years later she was inseminated?
That's what I said. Years later she did other things, and then Brett Markley put two children.
Was she in any other, besides the interactive media, did she make any other?
No, that was the last media that she did until, well, last known media. She might have done some stuff with Brett Markley, but we don't know. We didn't see that.
That's sad.
Tell me more about this.
None
Brett
of us
Markley?
Were a grip.
That's her husband.
So it pretty much
and
this show.
What media did they make?
We don't know, but they did have two children, so maybe things got crazy.
Good talk.
All right. Well, that is an unbelievably impressive celebrity undercover news ticker.
Thank you.
And we've learned so much more than we knew before about what's Ashley somebody?
Doesn't Tony's always end in porn?
Ashley
Judd.
I feel like
it
Tony's always
Judd.
Ends in porn.
I don't know why you would even go there.
So my next question is, you know what I was thinking about? I was driving around the neighborhood today, and I thought, I wonder if there's any delightful insights into showbiz celebrity, celeb hilarity, amusing rumor gossip. Which, I mean, Jason, just us talking off the cuff, is generally celebrities born on this day and maybe died on this day?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of look at it, too. It's just kind of what's going on.
You know? I'm so glad we're on the same page.
It's delightful to look into, like, showbiz and...
And you're highlighting celebrities.
Like, hilarity, you know, and then just amuse... It's amusing.
And then Chad really likes the amusing rumor gossip.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
yep.
nice.
So what about... Did you, I mean, happen to uncover anybody that was perhaps born on this day or died on this day? What day is this, by the way?
This day is actually March 23rd.
Oh.
And, can you say that in trimesters?
The Ides of March. The Ides of March.
Well, 8 days after the Ides of March. Beware 8 days earlier, which in your terms.
March. In like a lion, out like a lamb.
Yes, thank you. And I think that, you know, when we look at who was born on this day, I think probably the first one that comes to mind to everybody's, you know, mind is, you know, Roger Bannister.
Ooh, I love him.
Who in 1929
he's very supportive.
Was born, and he was the first athlete to run a mile in under 4 minutes. You know?
So not the guy who invented the banister?
No.
Not that trash human.
Yeah, get that shit out
of
here.
You mean for the chairs or the British adjudicator in a court system?
I was actually thinking of the stairs. But you're thinking of the chairs. That's great.
Also, Lane's on this
always
day,
thinking of the British court system.
He just indubitably. Indubitably. Also, you know, Stephen Strait. Okay, he was an actor and singer known for his role in the film 10,000 BC and the television series The Expanse.
Ooh, The Expanse. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good. Yeah. And then John Pinette. He was a stand-up comedian.
Oh, him, yeah. No, he's great.
Oh, man.
God. You know what?
He did the bits.
His stand-up is so funny.
His stand-up is worthy of people, you know, watching it and standing there listening.
You know, his stand-up is so good, it's worthy of being mentioned on the Aquaboy podcast.
It's true. Not like Ally Hewson, though. Ally Hewson, was an activist and a businesswoman.
Lane, you're doing a bad job telling them that this is a horrible thing.
I don't think it's a horrible thing. We did it. We're doing a great thing.
Please, I have to please them.
How about Mary?
Back out on the
guys. What about Mary Hinkle? Mary Hinkle was so great.
She is.
She was
good.
In the role of Two and a Half Men.
She was in the Two and a Half Men, and
the marvelous, Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah,
is she the one who invented the dance, the Hinkle Tinkle?
She did do that quite often. I don't think she invented it, but she did
do it.
Oh man, that is good stuff. Yeah, that's so good.
Every time you lie, baby Jesus cries.
Oh God!
And it all comes back down to math. You know, it's all the science.
Math?
It's all the math.
Math or math?
The math. Emmy Noether.
You know, I think about that.
She was born on this
day
in 1882. She's a mathematician with significant contributions to algebra and physics.
Yes, and that's what I thought.
Indubitably.
I really want you to go back, and I want you to slow down when you both say physics together.
It's true. But you know who actually comes to my mind, though, on this day, March 23rd?
On this birthday?
Yeah, 8 days since the Ides of March, is old Memphis.
Who?
We used to call him M.M.
M. Memphis?
You know, we just called him M.M.
Okay, Eminem, like the rapper?
No, just M.M. We didn't say Eminem or M.M. It was Memphis Monroe.
Oh, Memphis Monroe. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he the guy that...
He was so funny. He did a lot of different works of art. I mean, he was really active. I think that, you know, some of the ones that I liked were 12, 16, and 38. I enjoyed those ones.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the Four Finger Club.
Oh, so he wasn't, was he?
He was in the films Four Finger Club, number 12, 16, and 38.
The Four Finger
Club. He also did.
Wait a minute.
He also did Swap Meet 2. Okay.
The Four Finger Club. I don't.
Don't tell me that you don't know Memphis Monroe.
Well, I know Memphis Monroe, but, you know.
How in the world have you not seen all three of his Four Finger Club versions
of
the movies?
What's the Four Finger Club? I was going to say, so is the Four Fingers, is that going back to plugging all the holes we talked about earlier?
That's just before, like, Four Fingers is just before you find that the entirety of your hand...
I thought they were trying
on.
To...
No,
recreate
the five finger
the state
club.
Of Michigan with their hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is he the guy
so
that they named
Swap Meet 2,
after?
He was also known... His last film that was really so popular was Swap Meet 2. But probably the thing I think he wasn't as well known for but was really good was Come Stravaganza.
Is he the guy that they named the barbecue after?
I think. Did that win an Emmy?
No. You know what, though?
His Horace Stiffy.
Well, you know who his mentor was? It was Lisa DeMarco. It was interesting that he had a female mentor, but she really took him along the way.
You know, that doesn't happen a lot.
It doesn't. And she started her career, I mean, she was much older than him. I mean, she was his full 17 years older than him.
Oh, that's
so
hot.
She really did it. And yeah. she got her start in the best of face sitting.
A classic among all.
Which I think, you know.
What was the Rotten Tomatoes on that one?
So yeah, not just.
But her final
wait,
film.
Wait, let me back up.
Please.
So not just. Not just general face sitting.
No,
it's the best.
It's a best of. Collection
best
of the best.
You want the best of.
You don't want to have just whatever.
So there's a lot of material out there, is what you're saying.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm glad that you don't have to wade through the crap.
Yeah, well, she had some bad movies, too. She had Date My Slut Mom 4. But I think the best one that she did was her final film, and that's Pro Gulpers 6, Ripe and Ready.
Not amateurs, though. It wasn't the amateurs.
No, it was the pro. They were ripe and ready.
And they weren't sipping. What were they good at?
Gulping.
That's a fine line to, you know.
Is gulp one of those words that...
That's a
like,
fine line to hoe.
It sounds like what it does. Is that one of those words? Is gulp one of those words that sounds like what it does?
I think it is, yes.
Onomatopoeia. Ooh, look at you.
So,
that's almighty.
But, you know, always when I think about born, I always think about died.
Oh, really?
So on this day, I think on March 23rd, like, who died today? You know what I mean? And of course, like the first one that always comes to my mind that is just so impactful, you know, Madeleine Albright. Are you serious? Madeleine Albright?
No.
Like the first female U.S. Secretary of the State, and you laugh at that? You laugh harder? Well, she died on this day.
Wow, okay.
Oh, she wasn't born on this day?
No, she died on this day.
Oh, we've moved. We've moved on to death, then.
We moved on to death, okay. Yeah. There's also Dolores Taylor.
Easy for you to say. What did Dolores learn?
Taylor Swift was actually named after her for the first name.
Oh.
Is it a grandma or relative of Taylor Swift?
No, just Taylor and Taylor are the same name.
Okay. All right.
Whoa.
I know. And there's also Peter of Castile.
Of?
In 1369, the king of Castile and Leon,
you know,
died
what?
On this day.
I have to say, I am no longer blaming Tony for being terrible.
God, that's harsh, Chad. That's, Jesus Christ.
That's terrible.
I'm just saying that Brian handed you pieces of paper when you arrived. And totally changed your dynamic on this podcast.
I think you're doing great. Don't listen to the haters.
Let's just temper
Chad
this with.
So
I don't think this podcast has gone in a straight line ever. It jags and jigs all over the place.
That was a hard J. Okay, just slow down.
I'm doing my best.
You're doing great, man. You're doing great.
I love you, Chad.
No, you're doing great. It's Brian who's put this on to us. You did not print these out.
But we always remember the poetry. Thank you, Jen. We always remember the famous poetry of the late, great Hovhannes Tumanyan.
Wait, is this one right off the top of your head?
Yes.
I know you're
always, I am thinking about his poetry, like deep we swim in the oceans of nature's greatest skies.
And this is Dmitri Hamahas?
No, this is Hovhannes Tumanyan.
Oh, okay. And he was born when?
In 1923.
No, meaning he died when?
No, he died in 1923.
Oh, what a shame. Too soon.
On this day.
Too soon.
Too soon. Rip. Yeah,
that's what we're all thinking.
So that's what I've got for you guys. That's
my God. Well, that is incredible.
So you finished?
It's super incredible.
I mean, it's not a cum stravaganza, but it's decent.
Oh, my God. That's so nasty.
does make me want to gulp a little bit.
Oh God. All right. Well, I think we need to start talking. Hey, by the way, nice job on the Celebrity Highlights and On-Screen Wonders Bulletin Express.
Thank you.
You can sit in Tony's chair anytime.
I think the problem is that you can read too well. I think it's the problem. I think you don't seem to really question anything as you're reading it. You're just reading it. You're like, well, yeah, this is the thing. And I feel like when Tony reads it, he's like, the what?
Tony reads it with a moral compass, is what you're saying.
He's a little confused.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry. I did a shit job, Chad.
Jesus, Chad's fucking brutal. I think we need to take a quick break, and we come back. We need to talk about episode 3, Tug of War, with this show. What do you guys think?
I'm not sure we have to talk about it.
No. It's like an Olympic tug of war. That I'm into. Let's talk about this show.
Well, that sounds like an awesome segue. We'll be right back with more Hulk Hogan right after the message from our sponsor.
Manimal.
And we're back.
And we're back. Thank you, Chad. All right, so we are ready. Let me go around the table here. Lane, is your body ready to talk about Tug of War episode 3 of Thunder in Paradise?
My body is ready, and my mind is comfortably
not as ready.
Okay, a little behind your body. But. Chad, what about you? You ready to talk?
Every time you offer it up, my hand grips the microphone a little bit tighter. Yeah.
I'm going to say that's a yes out of Chad. Jason, are you ready?
Everything in my being is saying I feel medium.
Well, I'm ready to talk, but I can't see you guys, so I want to make sure everybody is prepared for what I'm about to tell you. So you remember that... that last week we got an email from Kim Jong-un. Remember that?
Oh,
it was just for Jason.
Yes, thank you. I remember that. That was great.
Well, we got, and I hope you're sitting down, we got a legitimate email in the email box about one of our shows. And it is from a listener. This is Mason Davis. He doesn't put where he's from. But before I read his
fake name,
before I... Mason Davis?
I don't know.
It says Mason. Oh, I probably should read his email address. But
because other listener.
But
might
I will tell you.
Him.
I will tell you. Even though I fucking hate this show, I hate this show. I hate it more than anything we've done. There hasn't been a show that we've done yet that has drawn in more downloads. Like having Hulk, I think. I don't know.
And this is what they're getting.
I know.
I wish one of them could supply us with a better version to watch. Then.
Jesus, it hurts my eyes.
Because this has been
so
horrible
bad.
To watch. Just the sheer like trying to put my eyes to not like shaking while watching it.
Because it's
fuzzy.
Nowhere to be found. I mean, there is such horse shit that you can find on DVD.
We find all of it in 4K.
I know that nobody has decided, except there is... all of the episodes are available in German only on DVD, but it's overseas. It's a different format or whatever. But anyway, I've never had as many, because we generally get like X amount of downloads when we release an episode, and those are the people that have subscribed. But we generally get that's pretty much it. You know, we don't have a lot of new subscribers, but we've never hit a certain milestone in total overall downloads with this show. Like, but these Hulk Hogan, these Thunder and Parasite, Thunder and Parasite.
No, you said
that's
it right.
Correct. Now Thunder, it comes out.
Thunder and Parasite episodes have really been, I mean, have been
bringing
quite
in the numbers.
Yeah, it's
thanks,
weird.
Thanks, Hulk Hogan.
I know, the fucker. But anyway, Mason Davis writes, he leaves out a word. So it's, I wanted to blank, but I think he meant to say talk about the Thunder episodes, specifically when you guys kind of shit all over Hulk Hogan's acting skills. I get that's what your show mostly does, but I think you guys are selling the Hulkster short. Let's not forget he killed it in movie theaters and entertained a whole arenas with his huge personality and storytelling skills. Storytelling skills? What?
Is this?
No, I'll support Mason on this.
Yeah. Yeah,
what
he's
is
right.
What is a the storytelling skill?
The reason he became so famous as a wrestler was not his wrestling skills. Well, I mean, I guess they were because he sold it so well, but because he also like all the storyline around it. You know what I mean? All the moments outside when he had the microphone and this or that and the other was going on. Like he sold it.
That's kind of what he says. He says, "I mean, wrestling is essentially improv theater on live TV."
I agree with that.
I was never like a big wrestling fan.
Me neither.
I have some friends that were like that. Even to this day, I've got a friend that is like crazy still into it. And though it is not my thing, I respect it. I'm like, you know what? There's something about it.
Everybody's
that is like
story. It's stories.
It's storylines, and then it involves action too. And there's lots of things that I'm not into that I see people that are into. So, you know, and I'm probably into stuff they're not into, and so it's all good. But I don't know that. I don't know that Mason can. Maybe Mason's too much of a fan of Hulk.
No, this, I think Mason.
This distinguishes too far. Like this is, there's a point at which you're successful, and then he promoted himself into this movie or in this series, and I don't think what he gives in the theater, what he gives in the ring, is what you get in this movie because it's closer up and it's, you know,
it's kind of the moment, and yeah. It's what he knows. Like he obviously doesn't know how to act, but he knows how to act as a wrestler in the screen. I mean, in the ring, right?
In a big setting, lots of feelings, lots of thoughts.
Lots of beefcake around you. You put lots of beefcake around you on the beach. You put on the Speedo. You just feel the love of all the men around you.
Are you back on tug of war again? I'm worried about you. I feel like you're now got a fantasy.
You now like adopt a daughter. And
why
so,
did you
like,
bring a rope with you? Are we going to tug of war?
With your like friend, and then eventually you're going to probably say, great, now we're going to raise her together. Like, I just think that Mason's really killing
it. Well, then
it.
He goes on to recommend movies that we should see by Hulk Hogan, but he misquotes the accolades. Because I did not believe this when I read it, and so I had to look it up, and he's a little wrong. So I don't mean to call him out, but it says, his movies might not be winning Oscars, but he's pretty charming in movies. I recommend Go-Iving, he misspelled giving, Suburban Commando a rewatch. Did you know what Suburban Commando is?
Yes, it's Hulk Hogan in a tutu. It's
is that the Tooth Fairy one or is that?
No, that's Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh, that's right.
You know what
right.
I don't like? I don't like this gotcha journalism you're doing.
No. I love
every single thing that Mason has said wrong. He missed one word, misspelled one thing, and you're roasting him over the fucking.
It is
coals.
The only third.
The man or person is just sending us information, and he was typing fast. He doesn't need to give us any time at all.
I love the movie Commando.
He did not
he
need
has
to
ideas.
It's not Commando.
He did I not think, need to use spell check on us.
I just don't think Hulk Hogan was in Commando.
It says, I recommend giving Suburban Commando a watch. It's classic and funny. Hulk even won a People's Choice Award back in 91 for it. Now, I call bullshit on that. I did look it up. Now, he was nominated for best sports personality in 91. Oh. And he didn't even win. He lost to Mike Tyson.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson is, he's really got his ear to the ground. Yeah.
But he says, give the man the respect he earns in and out of the ring. I just started listening to your podcast and the Thunder in Paradise episode drew me in. Hilarious. Thanks, Mason.
So, Mason, shout out to Mason. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for, you know, correspondence.
You know what?
We appreciate it.
This is a reason to renew, guys. This and the beautiful beefcakes that are on the beach playing.
He's back on the fucking
tug of war.
I think you really like the opening to this.
Well, I just feel like you don't often get to see like a full game of tug of war. Usually you just see maybe like the beginning or the middle or the end.
Do you think that
to see all of it?
They let us go through all of it.
The only thing we missed was the picking teams, and I would have liked to see that.
You know what I thought was interesting?
2.5 minutes of the opening of the show of tug of war.
The strategy that
Hulk Hogan, no dialogue.
The strategy that Hulk Hogan plays out there, where he has his daughter jump onto the rope and not help him at all, seems to be a really good strategy.
Oh, he's such a good dad.
Because
can we
you
all
know,
say that?
But that's not what
he's a good father.
Except when
I feel like he questions whether or not he's a good father in the episode.
Yes. So,
and remember the moment when he yells at her and tells her to go back to London and that he doesn't love her?
That's after that stupid bitch.
And she doesn't
bitch.
Know that he's being serious or not being serious? Bitch.
That's after that stupid bitch snuck on Thunder, right?
No, I understand, but
are
still.
You calling a 10-year-old girl a stupid bitch, but you don't want to talk about her?
Yes.
This is confusing.
You don't want to talk about okay.
I have, you know. I have one question, guys.
The only one good. Okay.
Now that we're in the episode, I guess maybe because the last episode was really not my favorite. And by that, I mean, I hated it.
The last episode.
No, this one was good.
The one before this one, episode two. I don't remember Jessica, the little girl's mom, dying.
Oh, no. Nobody does.
No.
She just is fucking dead. Is there a story about her mom?
It happened.
Am I crazy?
Because
I really thought, like, did I? That's why I text you guys. I text y'all, are we watching episode three? Because I started watching episode three, and then I was like, no, I missed something.
No, yeah. They,
and
they
I went
do
back
they
and was
do
like, no,
called,
I didn't.
They do what's called glazing over it. When after the tug of war, Brew.
Did the tug of war kill her mother?
No,
explain it.
Yeah, Brew.
She was the mud pit?
Brew comes down and is kind of chuckling about it and in three sentences writes her out of the fucking show.
Yes, never to return.
Apparently she went to England and it was a foggy night and she wrecked the car. Now, I have problems with the timeline. Like, did they just get married yesterday? Like, how long has it been since they had their...
Because the little girl is still the same age.
But she looks so different. They grow up
and also,
so fast.
She's calling him dad. She's calling him dad already. She loves him already. And 5 seconds ago, she was saying, I love Steve or whatever his name is in the show.
I know. She's got two dads.
You know what,
Beefcake dads.
Don't blink, Chad. You know what they say, don't blink, or they just grow up in front of your eyes.
Stop
and
it.
And they suddenly grow out a giant bowl haircut where it's hard to determine what their sex is.
Just stop it. We're
no,
done.
No, it's
with
like
it.
The Play-Doh thing. Like, you just push down on their heads when they're young and hair just pops right out.
Sometimes they go to the barber and say, make me look like the head of a penis.
Wait, they do?
You don't have to make me. You've said look at the head of a penis, right?
No, look like.
Well,
he's really angling for the gayest Aquaboy.
He is, and he
tonight
really,
he has
how
really
many times
been,
has he
he's
said
lobbying at
tonight.
This point.
I just feel like if this had been in like 81, it would have been a really great like episode. But in 94. Yeah, I don't think it was that good.
Well, there's two things that I'm with you. I hated episode two, Jason, by the way. I hated it. It is the worst.
What?
It's the worst television that we've watched on this show, and that's saying something.
Episode one was horrible.
I rage
it. Was
hated
half
it.
A show.
It did include the
You're
wedding.
You're not wrong.
I did
but
tear
so
up.
So was episode
two. Episode two was great. We got to see Hulk Hogan come.
Okay. But they
were so disappointed in that.
So We open with the tug of war scene.
It's
Hulk
an audio
versus
medium, you
Hulk ask. Versus three others, and then that scene I timed it takes 2.5 minutes of television of quality television time, and apparently this happens a lot because the people that are at the bar just gather around. They're having a blast, right? 3-on-1, Hulk Hogan pulls him into the mud with the little girl. No, the little girl doesn't go into the mud, right? But
no,
she is in love with her
She's
dad.
On Hulk's side. Okay. Yeah.
We learned from Brew that her mother was brutally killed in a car accident in the fog and
expertly taken out in 12.3 seconds.
Yes, I mean, she is written out of the show with a couple of sentences and they shrug. And now I guess Brew and Hulk are raising the child. Now, do they live together?
Yes. Yes, they do.
In a boathouse?
Clearly they do. Yeah. Brew is...
They're roommates.
Brew went... And also, I think, like, yes, they wrote her out, which was, like, already very confusing.
And they're so casual
But also,
with
Brew...
It.
Brew seems to, like, have taken on a very matronly role...
Yes.
In a
yes.
very short amount of time.
Yes. Now, are they
he
going for the
like,
odd couple angle?
I don't know. He went from like super creepy Me Too guy at the bar that would for sure get canceled to like
and
now
syphilis.
He is in syphilis. And now all of a sudden he's Mr. Mom.
Yes.
And it is so confusing.
He's cooking every night. He's just put out with Hulk. all the time?
He's just like, you don't spend as much time as you used to at home.
I know.
You didn't mention anything about my bouillabaisse.
Yes, and you know, he gets upset because the Hulk gets back from a mission and he doesn't talk about it. He just goes and lifts weights and doesn't want to talk to anybody about it.
But that scene where he kicks that board and breaks it. So in the gym. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that was so extra. I loved every moment of it.
So we have to talk about how quickly this show jumps right into the action. Cuz it does not waste it doesn't waste any time with they're having these hijinks and shenanigans on the beach. There is a small scene that is, I mean, some are saying high drama between him and the evil hotel owner, or the uncle of his dead ex-wife, who is angling to take over the hotel, right? Because
because
technically Hulk hasn't inherited the hotel from his fake mommy.
His wife left no will.
Yes.
And he's married to her.
Well, she wasn't expecting to die horribly 2 weeks after they were married.
In a fog.
You know,
likely
you
story.
Chad, you know what? You never do. You never know when your time's up, right?
Okay. So to
it's interesting
Mason's,
the way you said that.
To Mason's point.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. To Mason's point, wrestlers.
Now, which one's Mason?
Mason's the email that we just got.
Oh, yes. Okay.
To his point, wrestlers
I didn't know he was a beefcake.
Have a very short amount of time because it's usually a short fight, right? And they've got to get to the action. Right. So the storyline has a timeline. You've got to get to it. You got to get to it quickly. You got to establish.
Gotta see shit blowing up.
And then all of the audience are like, because wrestling fans, they're on board quickly. They're like, they're ready for it also. They're like,
they
sure,
don't need details.
Yeah, but they want like a little story. Sure, fine. Oh, yeah, you hate him too. Oh, man, he's your enemy. Cool, awesome. And they're on board immediately.
Yes.
So I feel like Hulk Hogan in this series especially felt like he could just tap into all those fans of his throughout a very quick amount of like information that is leaving everybody wanting, and then just be like, you're good, right? Fine. Move forward. And that's exactly what kind of happened, because then in this series, or in this episode rather, they bring on this new character, bad guy.
Very little plot.
That used to be a SEAL is all they tell you, but now he's a bad guy.
So he has an argument with a hotel owner. Apparently, the hotel owner is wanting to ship the daughter or son off to England, right?
Yes.
Okay, because he doesn't...
The best school out there and all that.
Oxfordshire.
In Oxfordshire.
Thank you.
There was like vines and lakes everywhere. So then they're back on the beach, and Hulk is playing, having a great time with his daughter. They're out playing in the surf. And Brew is having a conversation with someone from the army, and they're talking about the fact that the army wants to hire Hulk and Brew to test out some very, very high tech
secret tech.
Oh, yes. Like the one eye. It was the one eye.
The brown eye or whatever?
No, yeah. The one eye, not brown eye.
Okay.
Or eyes open, or open eye.
This is super high tech shit that apparently
detects stealth.
Yes.
It can see through stealth.
It uses light to do it.
Yeah, it doesn't use sonar. Sound.
Yeah, not sound.
Somehow all the stealth has rejected the sonar, even though that makes no sense.
It seems very flimsy, the premise of why they're on this mission, but they are angling to be paid as soldiers of fortune. So he wants $5,000 a day. Brew does. He demands $5,000 a day because there's a lot of upkeep and maintenance to the Thunder, which is the biggest boat that anybody's ever seen. And I did the math. So $5,000 a day, he's angling for $1.62 million in fees from the U.S. government to be soldiers of fortune.
Or one pair of Trump's new shoes.
Ooh, Wait, are you suggesting that they would hire him on a yearly basis?
Well, he implies that he's going to be paid by the day.
Well, but that's an independent contractor thing. Like I have a day rate, and most independent contractors have a day rate.
Okay, but he says you get me, you get
dude.
You get,
he totally you, just scoreboarded you.
No, that's fine. I'm
dude,
used to
he
it.
Fucking dunked on you.
Yes, I know. Yeah. It's fine. We're all used
you're
to
a little,
it.
You're a little tiny bitch.
Wait, you're
at the
not
bottom
used,
of the
you're
basket,
not used to it
and
yet?
He just dunked on your ass.
I can't tell if that was good or bad. Was that bad or good?
That's good.
You bring your own tools when you're an independent contractor, and that's why Thunder's a tool.
It's an expensive tool.
Well, yeah,
Are we talking about the boat or the show?
Or Tony? Ha!
Too soon.
R.I.P. Tony. Yep.
He's not dead.
I wonder how
he's
much
just
diarrhea
he's just dead. He's just dead to him.
Yep, his ass is just dead.
He's off the show. All right, so there's a radar that they're going after. I don't understand how it happens. They're suddenly on the boat.
It spins a lot, and it ejects discs easily.
Yes, they have. They're trying to prove that they are the radar works, I guess. Anyway, it just puts them on the boat, and they're on their way. Much to Jason's point, who gives a shit? They're on a really cool boat on their way on a mission. They're on a fucking mission.
We're going to kill some shit.
They're going to shoot up some shit and fucking do it for the military. So they approach the boat, and what's happening underneath the boat
is
we get to meet Hammerhead. Right, Chad? Hammerhead.
We do, and he is a Navy SEAL.
So they're on their way on the mission, and they've got Hammerhead is under the boat planting bombs, because why does Hammerhead want? I mean, how does Hammerhead know about this contraption?
No disposition.
We get no information on Hammerhead.
But we're not supposed to. Just fucking go with
why?
It.
He's the bad guy.
This is the
introduction bad guy.
This is why it only lasts one season. Because like audiences actually do want information. But wrestling audiences don't necessarily need it, because they're looking forward to also like the action of it, and there's that is part of it, is you just kind of you accept quickly
but
the nature of the argument, and then you
totally
go into the
get
action.
That. I get that. But if you look at the producers of the show, Baywatch, wildly successful. I never watched an episode ever, never watched it ever. But was Baywatch basically the same thing, just weird bad guys or terrible plots and just an excuse to watch people
Baywatch
in bikinis?
Baywatch to me was like the exact same thing that like Law & Order does, which is so successful. Mm. And I love, frankly.
I love Law & Order.
But it has the exact same formula every week.
Beefcakes.
It's just episode in a bottle every week. It is. It starts with a murder or some kind of a crime quickly. And then immediately into the how we're going to solve it, and then immediately some kind of weird resolution always, and it's like you don't even have to have great acting. Although I do think that Law and Order does a great job, but it's like just very formulaic. I guess Law and Order has more substance, but Baywatch was very little substance because it was about. There was some relationship issue, not issues, but like relationship information you would get about the Baywatch crew and what was kind of going on in that group. But really, it was just like issue happens. Baywatch is the reason they have to handle it, even though why in the world do we have this many people lifeguards to handling things? But they did. And then it was resolution over.
And no, were there any story arcs? Was there any connective tissue between show to show?
I guess a little bit, but really not really, more so the relationships of the Baywatch people, like of actually the lifeguards, than anything in the storyline.
Was the name of their company Baywatch?
No, Baywatch was, they watched the bay.
But that was...
Well, I just always thought it was called Baywatch.
I'm so smart.
Like, they don't work for Law and Order. Like, did they actually work for a thing called Baywatch?
But like how Law and Order doesn't call themselves Law and Order. Yeah. Like, it just described it. So same thing.
Oh, okay. But it wasn't like they had trucks that said Baywatch on them. They were lifeguards or whatever. I was just curious.
Because I feel like that they caught lightning in a bottle with Baywatch, and David Hasselhoff... Yes, he was like a big enough personality that he supported the show. Like people wanted to tune in to watch David Hasselhoff. Do you think that they just put all their cards in on Hulk? Like we're going to do this because Hulk.
I think
is that
they thought
magnet.
This is formulaic. We can do this with another star. Hulk Hogan at the time was a humongous star.
Yeah, and he looks great. I mean, he is fucking. toned up. I mean, his haircut's kind of weird, but this is peak Hulk Hogan, right?
But his hair is always. It is. Yeah, this is exactly when he was the most whatever it was.
Super famous.
I've got a whole thing because I definitely watched his reality TV show, which I know we talked about last time, but like Kate and I.
Wait, you went back and watched it?
No, we did. We watched it when it was coming out.
Oh my God. Seriously?
I don't know why we did that to ourselves. We were in a kick of our lives where we watched so much reality TV. We watched Flavor of Love. We watched all this bullshit.
Why?
Oh, because we were like gluttons for punishment. We laughed at, we had so much fun laughing at that kind of shit. It's why Brian watches everything. He never watches current shows. He only watches things that are before he was born or in the time that he was a child that he should have remembered.
All for you. All for this show.
Are you saying that that gym karate ninja movie wasn't a current show that you made me watch the other day?
No, it was not. We watched Gymkata the other night.
I'm so sad I missed hanging out with you guys. And when I realized y'all watched that, I had a better feeling about missing it.
We watched every single minute of it.
It was so good, wasn't it?
Towards the end, he kept saying, yeah, I mean, we don't have to watch this. But at no point did he ever actually stop us from watching it. He just kept
Sent those videos and I was so confused because I couldn't remember. I didn't know why this was all happening. And then it dawned on me and I realized I was so joyful because I had like the like quintessential restaurant nightmare shift.
Oh fuck.
And it's just fucking, it's what happens. I don't know. Life happens, but you just have one. I had one of those days and I was like, I fucking hate everything. I'm going to freak out and lose my damn mind or drink into oblivion. And then I saw y'all's stupid ass nonsense.
Gymkata.
And realized what was going on. And it gave me such joy. I was like, that's fucking great.
Didn't I send you like the video of Tony summarizing it for Brian? But I don't think what you knew is he was summarizing it for Brian halfway through the movie. Halfway through the movie, Brian was like, what's happening? He paused the movie and gave him a whole synopsis.
This is
of what's
Brian's
happening.
Movie you want to watch. I love it.
I showed Lane the trailer the other day. He's like, so there's a pummel horse in the middle of the town. He's like, hell, fuck yeah, there is. Gymkata, bitch.
Oh, my convenience.
Fantastic.
Anyway, okay, you never know what a pummel horse can be.
Anyway, Thunder in Paradise.
Yes. So are we all in agreement that it doesn't matter that Hammerhead has no intention, no motivation, nobody cares. He's just the bad guy.
His name is just Hammerhead.
He's
which
just
is
bad
like,
guy.
Why is his name Hammerhead?
I assume because he looks
nobody
like
cares.
A shark.
The he does. Top? He does really a good job standing up on a boat. That's harder than you think.
Yes.
On a speedboat.
I think also...
And an airboat. Can we talk about no ear protection on those airboats?
Yeah. Were they airboats?
Is that what you call it? It is an airboat?
I thought
like
airboats
the swamp?
Was one of the ones with the things.
That's what he was on, right?
I thought it was on that. I thought it's called a fan boat.
I thought it was called a swamp something.
I thought, wait, what?
Like
when
a
was he
swamp,
on that?
Swamp master.
Near the end.
The 7-fucking-hour chase scene between fan boat and... And jet ski.
And the jet ski that changed colors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The jet ski.
The
I was
jet
thinking
ski.
About when he was riding up towards the boat where he ended up planting the bombs, and I don't know why, but I was thinking.
No, we skipped way ahead. We
yeah,
missed,
I'm sorry.
We're
my
trying
brain,
to get to the
I'm
end.
I'm sorry. This was such an extensive plot that I got lost in it.
There was so many conversations.
So much subtext. So
that was post really good fight on the beach. Like, really good fight on the beach.
So, let me ask you this.
The beach.
Speaking
boys.
Of...
Broken table. That was a broken table.
So many broken chairs and tables. Is choke fighting a thing? Because they do a lot...
On OnlyFans.
They do a lot of choke fighting.
It got popular after slap fighting did.
Okay. All right. So, like, when you know those shows where they used to bring in homeless and just make them fight? Remember? Oh homeless? God.
Yeah, bum fights.
Bum fights.
I remember watching my first bum fight with a friend
what
of mine.
Oh my God.
With a friend
Tell
of mine.
Me
you have got... you ever heard of this?
I have never.
Shut heard... up. You guys have never watched a bum fight?
I've never heard of
okay,
this.
Okay, I'll tell you off air the person that showed me this because God. I don't want to say his name out here. But he was a friend of mine in college who made me watch this. And we were just
made
like fucking
you.
Like hanging. I didn't even know what we were watching, to be honest. I really didn't. We were getting a little high and having fun, drinking, whatever. And we started watching this, and I was horrified. And he was he was cackling so hard. Like, I've never seen somebody enjoy something so much. And I was like, these are people. These are real people. And he was like, I was like, oh my God.
Since like during the era of Girls Gone Wild, like those VHS tapes.
Yes.
This is right along those same types. And I mean, I've seen some crazy fucking shit in my life but this is legit. That same production crew, they would just pay two homeless people
to fight to the death?
Not to the death, but to beat the shit out of fucking shit out of each other.
They paid some guy to get bum fight tattooed on his forehead.
Oh my God.
And later they had to have it removed and it was a whole thing.
It is the most ridiculous exploitation. And it's one of the few times where I'm like, should I be watching this?
That's what I thought. And I was sitting here going like, my friend is making me watch this. And I mean, I was sitting there, I was participating, but I'd, you know, obviously partaken. And I was like, I am overwhelmed with what is happening.
Maybe that's season two of Aquaboy is just reviewing bum fights.
I somehow feel like that's better than Air Bud.
You shut your bitch mouth.
Damn it. I finally got him to move on from Air Bud and then I shit on it. Okay, bum bum.
So are we done really talking about this show? There's so much to talk about.
Tell me more.
One thing I really want to say is that I caught some of the animation and the voice, and I know where they stole and lifted it from.
Wait, they what?
The transformation scene where in the boat in the beginning when it transforms and it has that real shitty
the shitty effects
and the deep voice of the boat. They pulled that off Captain Power and the Soldiers of Future.
Shut up.
So actually, I was going to say that I thought it was Hulk Hogan.
I also thought it was Hulk Hogan, but I feel like I thought it was Hulk Hogan more in this episode than in previous episodes.
I heard it today, because I watched it today. No, yesterday. When did I watch it? It doesn't fucking matter. When I was watching it, I thought, this is for sure Hulk Hogan.
I 100%
with like a
that.
Voice synthesizer kind of thing.
That's exactly what I
Same
thought.
Same thing, but there is another person in the credits that's credited as the voice of Thunder. It's another wrestler.
Is that the same thing?
I didn't check the same thing, but I mean, the voice of the computer villain in the Captain Power and the Soldier of Future. Don't you remember those?
It was like a toy line.
It was
right?
a toy, the XZ7. And it was light sensitive and it flashed
It flashed its what?
It flashed into the gun that you had and it would make the gun blow up.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So this was a line of toys in the late 80s.
Awesome.
You guys were probably just still nursing.
I would have been like
on your mom's.
Five or six.
Yeah. But they basically were interactive with VHS tapes, so you could you would show the VHS tape to your toy and it would react based on the flashing of the screen.
Yeah, there'd be fight scenes. Oh, okay, that's and cool. If it flashed and the machine and your little gun would blow up if it said you got hit, but you could, you know, it was super cheap,
but they did have computer animation in it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I did not put that together.
That's kind of fun.
Well, the I mean, the only really thing that I wanted to talk about was just the unbelievably poor editing that happened. So there's the fight on the beach. There is the chase scene with the rocket. They go back. For some reason, they have another confrontation on the beach where he comes back for the key to Brown Eye, and which is just a floppy disk.
That's Open Eye. And not they Brown they, Eye.
And then we learn through exposition between Carol Alt and the boy girl, you know, the little boy girl.
That
it was all a plan by the Hulkster to give them a key so they could track him down, which I still have trouble kind of understanding why they didn't even care. If he doesn't have the key, it doesn't work. So why would they bother chasing him down, question mark?
There was so many give up moments. There's a give up moment that I remember whenever Jessica Whitaker, the little child, that like she comes back and Hulk Hogan, that's towards the end, and Hulk Hogan has been like, you can stay here, of course, and I was just being an idiot, and of course you understand that because you're totally immature and understand that I was such a dick to you, even though it doesn't make any sense. And the grandfather is like, well, I guess we're staying here. And his
what is that accent? And I can't do that accent.
It's not British, but he's like, he just immediately abandons all the idea he had. He was on the way to the airport getting on a flight, and he's like, well, I guess we're just not going.
Well, that's because the Hulkster picked up his car, Jason.
Because we all know the British like to fold in a fight. You know, but like it's World like,
he didn't just fold. He, like, changed his entire life dynamic in, like, a matter of time, like, seconds. He was like, well, we're staying here, and everything's peachy king.
Will you say that that's not entirely accurate?
That's not entirely accurate.
Oh, see, no, that was like a British thing, though. The way the guy says it, I kept trying over and over again in the shower. I was like, that's not entirely accurate.
That's not entirely accurate.
But then
that's
like,
Australian. That's too Australian.
Yeah, I know.
That's not entirely accurate.
No, what's but do with the say other words of his voice.
Say other words
dance,
of
monkey,
his
dance.
Other words in his voice.
He was more of a.
I'm in my head now.
American,
I don't know.
Yeah, American like hoity-toity weird, accent.
We don't believe he was an American. Yes, he was an American doing a British accent, so he was like, "We don't know that you're exactly right."
But the family
was like, that's not really an accent.
The family is obviously from England. Like his whole family's from England because they send her back to be with his auntie.
Great aunt, we'd like for you to take care of Jessica.
Which is his sister. I studied the genealogy, and it's his sister.
It's weird how you've done that tree on your wall. You could have chosen a piece of paper or something, but you painted it on your
wall. It's all connected, Jason. You don't even understand.
What if we, for season two, did like a rewatch of all the baby Jessica footage that came out when that kid fell down the well?
I like what you're saying. I also thought maybe instead for season two, we start a cult because that would pay for this podcast.
Not a cult, our religion.
Hey, wait a minute.
Tax. And as color commentary, I know right now I'm co-host,
yes,
but I'll go right back to color commentary very soon. And as color commentary, you imagine how much tail we can get in a cult.
Look, I am
because
just...
we are literally in the ear of the leader.
It'd be colloidal.
But we're also, thank you for the silver, we're like in the ear of the leader, but we're also like just on the outside. So we're those cool cats that could just be slaying, dog.
Why did you put dog at the end of that?
Because we got Riz. Thank you, W. Riz.
I think dog is the right word.
No cat,
word.
Dog. Like,
are we still talking about the show?
We're down with Kumo D.
That's the whitest thing you've ever done.
I don't know. That's true. I don't know. He went on a rant earlier about the toys that they explode in his hands.
No, the white
in the 1980s VHS.
No, he earlier
that was
he did,
pretty white.
He did the whitest thing I've ever seen a white person do, which he was sitting in a chair out here, and he was watching Designing Women on his phone.
That is pretty white.
Yes,
you can't like Designing Women that much.
Funny. It was pretty good back in the day.
Oh my!
But like,
God.
You can't watch that much. Come on.
Okay, let me bring it home. Let me bring it back in. Bring it back.
Okay,
in.
We're back. We're back.
Is there and anything? Is there anything that we didn't talk about? I know there's a lot.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yes.
Can I talk about? Okay, it's the open eye machine itself. You know, all electric, spinning, and all that.
Super
kind of
powerful.
Super powerful, and apparently the disk drive, which is a floppy disk that they pull out of it, is airtight with an open door that swings because it doesn't affect it at all.
Full circle.
Yes.
Full circle.
You're going back to his airtight sexual positions that we talked about earlier.
Oh, full circle.
Well, way to bring it home, Lane.
Yeah.
Well
nice
done.
Job.
What was it called? Three body parts?
I don't know.
Ejecting disc drive.
Three body part problem?
Ejaculating disc.
Is that good. What it's called? Three body problem?
The only thing that I wanted to talk about that
what
we
was
didn't
it called? Three body
my
problem?
My three sons.
I'm actually asking now. Is it three body problem?
Yes, it is. Is
he doesn't give a fuck.
Is
he hates
the
me.
Jet ski.
It's because now I'm color commentary.
I know. You needed this.
I can
why
treat
Tony
you like garbage.
Sound effects. Tony has sound effects to keep him from killing himself.
You're like garbage.
Did anyone else notice that the jet ski that was launched from Thunder folded time?
What? I noticed it looked bigger than Thunder. That's what I noticed. What do you mean it folded time?
Well, it just appeared out of nowhere because
oh, yes.
it appeared
yes.
in a puff of smoke. So obviously it was time traveling. But when it launched, it launched from Thunder in a puff of smoke, and there was no Thunder to be found.
Thunder was underwater?
Was it?
I don't know. That's my question.
We didn't even think about that. We spent all afternoon wondering where the jet ski came from, but we didn't even think about Thunder being underwater.
We did not.
It's because the buoyancy. So Thunder goes underwater, and then the jet ski comes
out. Pops out the back.
And it forces it to shoot up because of the buoyancy.
Yeah. And it's moving so fast, it evaporates water, which makes the smoke.
Steam.
It's all making sense. I have no further questions, Your Honor. Anybody else?
No, I mean, I feel like...
Honor.
Based on that, I was ready to cancel, but now that you've explained it, renew.
Oh, my God. We haven't voted yet.
You still have a chance.
Can we talk about the incongruity between, like, all of a sudden they had, oh, my God, there's a torpedo after, oh, we're in our house.
Yeah, they did cut that chase scene very short.
They were clearly, like, the editing was some masterful work.
They clearly defined that they had outrun the torpedo, but there was no other resolution, so they just went home. And apparently, Hulk immediately started lifting weights, and his daughter was packing.
The other thing I'd like to point out is the...
Yes, Lane. Hey, Lane, go ahead.
The Gold's Gym product placement t-shirts that were there.
Were those t-shirts? Because they look like string bikinis.
They're called spaghetti shirts or whatever. Bodybuilders wear them.
In honor of the show, I considered seeing if Sarah had a super tight shirt that I could put on and wear over here. But I decided not to.
I thought you did.
Thank you.
I mean, the shirt under your coat seemed to be accentuating your abs.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well.
Guys.
Yeah.
I think we may.
Dum, dum, dum.
We may have crossed the line into cancel and renew, the part of the show where we go around the table and we all cast our votes for whether or not to cancel or renew Thunder in Paradise. Now, last week for an update for the listener, we did attempt to cancel Thunder in Paradise. It was a unanimous decision to cancel, but we did go to the big board. We spun the wheel, and the wheel had more in store for us than we thought, right, guys?
And we honored the wheel.
We did. We play by the rules here at the Aquaboy Podcast, so we did endure episode 3 of Thunder in Paradise. But alas, we're going to go around the table, and we're going to cast votes on whether or not we cancel or renew Thunder in Paradise. And because he is in from the front lines of the war in Russia, strangely supporting Russia, which is kind of runs counterintuitive to what you think. Lane, you get first vote in cancel or renew, and you need to be very thoughtful about what you're about to do. It's an important thing in the history of media.
Well, I don't know if psychologically anybody could take a fourth episode, because who's going to be written off? What kind of time jumps are there going to be? Are there going to be any segues? Are there not going to be any segues?
These are all
segues?
True things, yes.
I don't... Mercy, we're going to... I vote for cancel.
Oh, my cancel. God. We have one cancel vote on the table. That's unbelievable. We're going to go over to Chad. Chad, do you cancel or renew Thunder in Paradise?
I'm just trying to figure out if there's a way for me to renew the Beefcake but cancel the Thunder.
These are the decisions that us as professional broadcasters have to deal with on a day in, day out basis.
And so, now that you've explained that, cancel.
We have two cancels.
Wow.
Over to Brian. Brian, what is your vote? Oh, my God. I've thought about this a lot.
I like hearing his breath.
I'm going to renew Thunder in Paradise because I like to watch... I like to watch Jason plan my death.
Now Jason has to decide right now if he also decides to renew then he puts in the fate of the computer.
Well, Chad definitely just took my part of the show. Jason, over to you.
So we have one renew vote
and we have two cancel votes.
All the personality tests that I've ever taken have told me that I care too much about what people think about me. Okay, so that's like what I'm driven by what people think about me. It's
and we've all thought that about you.
And so knowing that we've gotten a spike in the numbers has affected my opinion about this show. Despite the fact that this show is wretched and I don't want to watch it, the fact that people have like talked about it has made me feel feelings.
Chad, he's thinking about the future of the show.
I want to keep the show going, which is why my vote right now is so important, right? So I vote to cancel.
Oh, my God.
I was so ready to call you a sellout.
We
cancel this shit, please. Oh, we already tried. Please cancel it again.
Thank you. Thank you. The only reason I renewed is because...
you felt confident I was going to cancel?
Yes. Yes, I did. I was pretty sure you were going to cancel. I got scared there for a second.
I'm still scared. We're going to spin the wheel.
It's true.
I know.
Brian is totally bullshitting this.
Can't that be taken off because we've already used it?
No.
No. See, there's a space on the wheel that says...
The what?
The wheel. That it says, give current show another chance. And that's what burned us last time. In fact, it burned us with Manimal as well, right?
It did. I think it likes to land
on that. I did love Manimal, though. Now that I think about it, Manimal, I think fondly of, even though it was fucking horrible. And his face when it transitioned into the animal, it was horrible.
Yes.
Well, we are at a point where, I mean, compared to this, fucking Manimal is like Shogun, for Christ's sake. I mean, it's good stuff. It's like The Walking Dead. All right. So we did vote to cancel Thunder in Paradise. But what that means is, and guys, this is going to be tough because, we Tony's not here to help you. But what we need you to do, Jason and Lane, you're a man of a lot of strength. What I need you guys to do is to go over and wheel in.
I'm so glad Lane is here. He's so big.
You know, he's good.
And
he can handle it. So what I need you guys to do is go get it over there. Now it's on the very top shelf, and the only way to get to it is
careful.
Oh my God!
Oh God, Lane!
Jesus Christ! Don't bear down yet. We haven't even lifted it yet. Okay, so walk over there and grab it, and let's wheel in the wheel, and we'll get things going. Can you guys go grab it real quick?
Go ahead, Lane. Okay. You got this. That's so nasty.
We got something's happening, Lane. Jesus Christ! What's happening, Lane?
I don't know.
Okay,
gross.
So
why were you in an echo?
It was weirdly powdery.
He was a very poorly mic'd part of the Aquaboy Studios.
It was like this brown baby powder just came out of your asshole.
It also didn't smell.
Well, that
tasted weird, though.
Which I appreciate.
Sometimes you have that. Sometimes that happens.
All Chad, right. I love you.
So what? Hey, Chad, would you be willing to walk over to the wheel this week and give it a big, giant, nervous spin?
I will, and I am sincerely nervous, and here I go.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and get that.
No whammy.
I have never been more nervous in my whole life.
Don't you do it, god damn it.
All right, and holy shit, guys. Okay, the wheel has the wheel has landed on not renew this show. Thank you, Jesus H. Christ. It has landed on a show called The Voyagers. Voyagers. And so
tell us about that, Jason.
All right, so The Voyagers was an American sci-fi television series about time travel that aired on NBC in 1982. And it is about a time traveler guy who needs help traveling through major events in history and teaching and maybe nudging along those historical figures into making an impact in the, standard timeline that we're all living in right now. So it had some definite production value, but once again, only lasted. Jason,
one season.
So was it like Highlander?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any kind of decapitation.
Was. There wasn't.
There are some actors in it that this. Definitely had some careers after this, like some good people. So we'll see if they're in the first episode or not, but there's some good people in it.
I will say that this series, for one of the actors, has a lot of tragedy.
Oh, no. What happened? You will find out next time on the Aquaboy podcast. Oh, God, I can't believe I got to do that. Well, guys.
Stay dry, Aquaboy fan.
And don't forget to tell your friends about us.
Tony, I don't want your job. Please, God, come on.
Yeah, it's weirding me out.
So, Tony, will he be back next episode? Don't know. But we are going to have a brand new show to talk about next episode for sure. And so I want to say thank you for listening. Intrepid listener, please, please, please subscribe, review, and share the show. It helps a ton. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your finely crafted podcasts. Don't forget, you can call the show at the most satanic and sensual of numbers, 469-666-7366. You can also text us there and tell us what we're doing wrong. Thank you for all the emails. You can email us at I don't know what our email address is, but you can find it at Aquaboy Show. And that website was built by Libby Creative, our friend of the show. And you can find out more at LibbyCreative.com. You can follow us on Twitter or X, whatever it is, at AquaboyPodcast.com. Thank you to
Dimitri Lipschitz
for our music. Guys, I had a lot of fun tonight.
This is great.
I'm so
These gardens are awesome. And the smell of the tires is barely noticeable.
You know,
not a guarantee.
Let's go over and let's get some hot dogs on sticks. And let's make some hot dogs over a tire fire. How does that sound?
Let's do it.
Sounds beefcakey.
Chad, we got to talk about that. I don't know if you know what that means. I don't know if you know what that means. Everyone have a great day.
It's utterly ridiculous.
And we will see you very soon. Thanks, Intrepid Listener.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.